Hello and welcome back to Sofa Sensei's. You're joined by me, Kavan, and you know our guest, Alex Legavel. He is the head of boxing, soon to be head of boxing, but right now he's the head of community development at Matchroom Boxing. And it's been a pleasure to talk to him both on and off air, so thanks for his time. But you know how this works. This is part two. This is the get to know you questions. And if you didn't know already, we're going to start with Alex. If you was a boxer, what would your ring walk song be?
Oh, mate. Very, very tricky. Do you know what? As mad as it sounds, I've never really massively thought about that. What would I go for?
It's got to be lively, right? Picture the O2.
Do you know one I really, really liked back in the day? So whether I'd do this or not, but one that springs to mind, Michael Bisping used to have the best ring walk for me.
Mate, I know it. Is it
song two?
Yeah.
Blur. That was like, yeah, like for me, that was like levels of to ring walk. So yeah, if I was one that immediately springs to mind would be that. And I love that's when I really want to meet Bisping.
Mate, if you meet him, please, like, listen, I'll pay for your train fare. Let's make sure we meet him together, because Bisping, I've read his book, Quitters Never Win, and his story is just incredible. We were talking earlier about fortitude.
Yeah.
That man has fortitude in buckets and personality.
Next level.
His podcast is hilarious.
Yeah.
He's a great fighter and just, he's very authentic.
Yeah.
And that is what I think makes him. So yeah, Bisping is a dream guest of ours. He's a legend, man. I swear to God, I saw him in the gym yesterday.
Really?
It wasn't him.
In Northampton?
Yeah, I thought I saw him at Pump Gym. I thought, what? Is that Bisping? It wasn't. So, you know, I carried on my workout. But I would have stopped my workout there and then and figured out a way to get him on the show. But yeah, Bisping's a legend. And and Song 2 by Blur is a great...
I'd go with that. Yeah. I'll probably think another one when I get home, but...
Yeah, well, let us know. Drop it in the comments when we release this. Okay, so second question is, who is the richest person in your phone book?
Richest? Probably Eddie Hearn, I'd say.
Mate, man, dropped Eddie Hearn, you know.
You dropped Eddie Hearn.
I would probably say Eddie Hearn. It's got to be, isn't it?
Now, this is going to be a really obvious question, but I just want to ask it so we can clip it, right? Eddie Hearn is the richest person in your phone book. Do you think you could just like pick up, not right now, I'm not going to ask you to do it, don't worry.
Yeah.
But could you pick up the phone and just call him and say, Eddie, I need a favour?
Yeah, I think I could. Although I'm quite new, ain't I? I'm quite new still. So I could do it, but it's whether I feel comfortable doing that yet.
That's,
I think,
mental.
Mate, give it maybe in like 2-3 months time, I'd say.
That is sick.
He's probably on a podcast or doing an interview. He'll probably doing an interview somewhere.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. He's probably on the phone with Cougs. but you know what? The joke is as well, I just want to give, if you haven't seen part one yet, where Alex talks about the way he got himself his job at Matchroom. This wasn't a job that was advertised. This is a job he created. Now he has Eddie Hearn in his phone book. So this is what it can happen if you really go for it.
I'll tell you what, Eddie's funny in the group chat as well.
Is
he? We have like various group chats at Matchroom and... Yeah, he loves a gif. He's quite funny in the group chat.
I imagine Eddie posts a lot of gifs of himself as well. Like there's a few Eddie Hearn dad gifs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
bless him. Who has the most potential that you know?
Most potential? Boxers.
You can broaden that out or narrow that in.
Most potential. If I think it from a boxer angle, I think... I think Ethan's got potential. Ethan James has got potential to do whatever the hell he wants, really, with boxing. I think he's a really, really talented kid. Like, just thinking about things we've been talking about before, Ethan springs to mind. I think he's got a huge amount of potential to really achieve in the sport.
What weight class is he?
Welterweight.
Oh, wow, what a division.
So you know, so he after his last fight, he was jokingly calling out Terence Crawford. So,
oh,
you know.
Mate, no, that is a division.
I think he's got huge potential, but there's loads, like there's so many talented kids. Do you know one elsewhere in the country, like for me, a kid called Leighton Birchall is outstanding. I think Leighton will be like a bit of a superstar, really, when he's only 16, 17 at the minute, but Leighton is a really, really talented kid as well.
Shout out Leighton. We'll follow you on Instagram.
And he's a great lad.
Wicked. Who is the most influential person you know?
Most influential?
That can be on you personally. That could be in the world.
I'd say for me personally, I'd say my granddad.
Oh, I love that. Go on, explain.
My granddad, like, is the best role model you could possibly get. I still see him every week. Always go out for lunch with him. And yeah, I'd just say for me, he's like the best role model you could possibly get. We're like best mates.
Oh, that's wicked, so, man.
Yeah.
Is there a boxing bond there, or is that just...
No, cricket's my granddad's sport. He was actually a scorer down at the county ground for years, probably about 20 odd years or something.
Go on.
So we still go out for lunch once a week, try and see him as much as we possibly can. Massive shout out to my mum, who looks after him as much as she possibly can as well.
Wicked, man.
He's doing well. What is he, 91, 92 these days? He's doing all right.
Mate, that's a good life.
Yeah, good
on him. Alex, you are at your best when you are, fill in the blank.
Networking. But only the reason I say that is because my missus was taking the piss out of me for that over the weekend, because like around the events, that's largely what, particularly the shows, that's largely what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And as we were talking about, it's all around, like, if I was to give any advice to a young person wanting to get into sport, it's all about building that network, from remembering the people that like you work with in your first job and still staying in touch with them, because it's all about that, the people you know.
So, when it comes to networking at the shows, how do you navigate those sorts of environments? You know, people, it's loud, there's a lot of music, people are there to watch something else. So how are you sort of navigating those spaces? Give us some tips.
For me, any like, whenever you have a conversation with anybody, it's always just about finding common ground, no matter what kind of conversation it is, whether it's like a business meeting, whether it's like a... It could be a date. It could be anything. You're just trying to find common ground with somebody. So when you were in a business sense or in a boxing sense, it's just like, I don't know, if I was talking to anyone in the crowd or anyone that I'd potentially want to talk to, it's just like, I don't know, it could be like you might have been on holiday to the same place. You might have watched the same fight the other week. You might have, whatever it is, there's got to be common ground somewhere. So you just got to find that, and then the conversation will go from there, and then you can kind of steer it wherever you want to go. But yeah, I'll just say common ground is the key.
Wicked. I have a feeling I know the answer to this question, but one thing you never regret doing, that could be one individual thing that you're never going to regret, or it could be a thing that you do continuously that you never regret once you've done it.
Never regret doing. Just taking opportunities. For me, it'd be just be taking opportunities. Whenever an opportunity presents itself, I will take it. Like I won't think twice. I'll always... You know, the best example is me speaking to Frank Smith. I could have sat there and done nothing, or get off my ass and go and speak to him, and that's what I did.
Yeah.
But then that's the first action. You've then got to maintain it and keep the momentum and get to where you want to be. So yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to like the answer to this one, but where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Progressing. I'm now working for the dream organization that I've always wanted to work for. So I see myself working at Matchroom. I see myself doing bigger and better things, hopefully with a team that I've built up around me, doing things this side of the Atlantic and the other side, all over the world. I just want to really like shine that brighter light on what happens in communities, and then connect the elite level of the sport with those communities at the grassroots. And I think we can do that in the UK, but equally all over the world. I think that will be success for me.
And advice you now would give to yourself 10 years ago. How old are you?
34.
So what would you tell 24-year-old you?
Get into boxing, because it's great. Because at the time, I had probably... I don't think I had. I think it'd be just before I properly got involved in the sport. So like what I should have done years before was go down to a boxing gym, get involved. And whether that was leading to where I am now with a work capacity, or whether that was just like getting fit, making all the friends I've got now that are involved in the sport. And that's not like just people at Matchroom. And the most important people for me are the guys down at the gym. Without those guys, I don't want to blow too much smoke up Kieran Conway's ass, because he's like my annoying little brother. But like, without Kieran and like the work that he's put in to get to where he is, and going out to Dallas, boxing Ted Cheeseman, all these kind of different things. Without those opportunities that Kieran has created for himself, I probably wouldn't have got some of the. I certainly wouldn't have been put in a situation where I was able to have the conversations I did so easily. So you've got to begrudgingly say thank you to Kieran as well.
You know what? When you put it like that, that's major as well, you know.
Massive.
Because
it's a team effort.
Yeah. Even speaking to Dempsey, you can go back on the archives and check that out. Dempsey talks about sitting in a pub, seeing Ted Cheeseman versus Kieran Conway on the TV screen and him saying to himself, I'm going to get stuck back in, I'm going to take it seriously.
He recognised James. He recognised James in the corner. He's like, oh, yeah, like, he used to train me as a kid. So it's things like that. And that was my second ever corner that I ever did that, the when Kieran boxed Cheeseman. We're melting in the corner.
Mate.
It was, it's mad. Honestly, how it all connects and how it is a team effort. You know, I wouldn't be in the fortunate position I am now without all the help and advice from James Conway, from Ivan Cobb, from Lloyd down at the gym, from all of the boxers. And, you know, I'll always have to say a special thank you to Kieran because, you know, he is a really good mate of mine, but also the hard work and all the dedication that he put in allowed all of us the opportunities to kind of like put Northampton on the map and be put in a position in the room with these people to have these conversations. So, as I say, it is begrudging because he does do me head in, but but yeah, it fair play to him.
No, shout out Kieran Conway, man. And we're having his opponent on actually early September, Linus.
Yeah,
we're having him on in September. So we'll be asking him a few questions, of course, about Kieran and that sort of stuff. So, looking forward to it. And also, actually, on the topic of putting Northampton on the map, credit to yourself as well. Do you know what I'm saying? This new era of Matchroom, where they're involved in the community, has been pioneered by a Northamptonian. So,
this is it, mate.
Credit to you, man.
This is what we wanted to do. Like, you know, if we link that back to the gym, Team Shoebox, like James set that gym up to put Northampton on the map.
Yeah.
You know, all these people bypass us. You know, you're going to between London and Birmingham, whatever. We're just this little town. But my God, have we got some boxing talent? And this is what it's all about. And, you know, there's talent in the ring and there's some talent out of the ring.
Love it.
That's what we want to do.
Right, Alex, appreciate your time very, very much. Thank you.
My pleasure, mate.
That has been Sofa Sensei's, and you've been joined by me, Kavan, and Alex Legavel. This is, of course, the Aki and Saltfish Digital Network, and we can be found on TikTok, Twitter, all those amazing things, YouTube. Make sure you check us out, and of course, at Sofa Sensei's on Instagram. If you're interested, please do email akiandsaltfish@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you with some questions or comments. But finally, if you enjoyed this episode, go back in the archive, check out our other episodes, and don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review, because it really, really helps out. And even if you're feeling good, make sure you share it with a friend or family member, because again, it helps us grow. Take care and catch you next time.